This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with your friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing a pic from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Jeff's hilarious. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, September 20th. It is September 20th, right? Yeah, September 20th. Goes to six Santo Amaro University students who have been expelled from said university. Now, stories like this make me feel like we really are in a multiverse, and it's quite possible that a lot of things we see online are from Earth, just not the Earth we live on. I'm serious when I say this, people. I believe there are multiple feeds being broadcasted at once from several different Earthuses, because sometimes you see things and you like, those aren't the same kind of humans that I share space with. Not on this third rock from the sun. They from a planet Earth, just not the one we are, because I can't think of any possible reason why six students attending a university of higher learning would do what these young men did, at least not in this era. Okay, if you're born in the 1900s like I am, 1978 to be exact, then you know the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, whole different world. Oh, it was a wild time, okay? What these men did, though, I personally believe would make some of the worst of us from that era cringe. Okay, I believe what these six young men did would make anybody who was wilding say y'all went too far. not just went too far, but really got me thinking they need their heads examined. Okay, remember when adults would say that to us as kids? That boy need his head examined, okay? What's wrong with his brain? Y'all got to take him to go see somebody. In retrospect, I believe they was talking about a therapist. Okay, so salute to all of us who eventually went to go see somebody. But these six individuals really need a psychological evaluation. Or they got to be drug tested because what they did is despicable.
What?
And you know it's despicable when I say despicable because I don't even like to use the word despicable because I have a lisp and I end up spitting everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to FBC for the report, please.
Santa Ymir University has expelled several students after footage of them went viral this week. The Brazilian university saw male students from the indoor football team sitting on the sidelines watching the women's volleyball team with their pants around their ankles. After the team won the volleyball championship, the players stormed the court and appeared to perform a group masturbation celebration.
Are those their dicks? Oh my God, their dicks are out. Why is there mad penises on the court?
The half-naked group of students paraded around the gym, touching their genitalia, as those in the stands looked on in disgust. São Camilo University confirmed the incident originally took place in April. However, footage of the moment went viral over the weekend. The Santo Amaro University announced six students had been expelled this week, but did not name them. For FBCR News 8, I'm Wayne Kerr.
FBCR. Fake Breakfast Club report. Real story. Just a fake news report. Just real story. That's a true story. It's not a real news station. You understand what I'm saying here, right?
Yes.
Okay. Six male students sitting on the sidelines, watching the women's volleyball team with their pants around their ankles, storm the court and appear to perform a group masturbation celebration, a celebratory circle jerk, a synchronized five-finger shuffle, a board of buffing the vampire slayers. Okay. How many males does it take to make Pearl Jam? Apparently six. And I, for the life of me, don't understand how someone can come up with an idea like this, run it by other people, and nobody, not one person, said hell no. And now what's nuts about this is these people, according to the Brazilian president had to comment on this because he's in town for the UN meetings in New York. Sidebar, y'all know that ain't nothing but NY Fashion Week for world leaders, right? They just partying and fake working. Same drugs, same hookers as Fashion Week, just under the guise of politics. But the Brazilian president said this was a disgusting, unacceptable episode. The behavior of young people who are at the university who intend to be doctors and take care of people. Future doctors. Six of them together, all seasoning their meatloaf at the same time. It's like they was competing on Top Chef trying to see who can make the tastiest tartar sauce. And we were just having this discussion with Taraji P. Henson last hour. How you don't want your children to end up making a mistake that's going to cost them? Remember we had that discussion?
Yes.
And to me, this is what this is. Are these kids' lives over? No, absolutely not. But is it a temporary feeling that led to a permanent decision? Yes, because that permanent decision was they're expelled. I don't know what the process is to get back in school, but I know it's not going to be an easy one, especially when you have a crime on your record like this. I don't know how things are in Brazil, but public masturbation is a misdemeanor. You know, here in America, you can go to jail or get fined, but even greater than that, I simply don't trust you. Why would I trust you to be a productive member of society, a doctor, when you're making poor decisions like this? And y'all decided to audition the finger puppets in public in front of everyone? What the hell y'all doing when you think folks aren't looking? If this is what y'all do when y'all in public, what are y'all doing when you think folks aren't looking? Now, y'all know me. I encourage people, if you see something, say something. And apparently these young men love to go around shaking hands with the milkman. They love scratching Yoda behind the ears, okay? A bunch of young Jedis jerking. And they may not know it, but there have been people on campus who have come forward to tell us what the hell has been going on with the Squirt Hockey Six. Apparently these dudes spear the bearded clam everywhere, and folks feel like they have to defend themselves against them. We have a black American who goes to Santo Amaro University and told us some things about an incident he had with the Squirt Hockey Six. Let's go to FBCR for the report, please.
One nigga got that nigga out of there, he's thank God. Yeah, I had to fight some nigga bathroom. No homo, we slipping on semen. We niggas was jerking off in the bathroom.
Whoa. Whoa. Listen,
what in the
listen,
hell?
Listen, Squirt Hockey 6, only thing I can tell you is sometimes it takes a false turn every now and then to arrive at the right destination. I repeat, sometimes it takes a false turn every now and then to arrive at the right destination. That is true. But y'all need to get y'all heads examined. Okay, what the hell was you thinking? You wasn't thinking. Was it crack? It gotta be crack. All right, tell me it was drugs, because if it wasn't, humans really might be doomed as a species. please let Remy Ma give the Squid Hockey 6 or the Squirt Hockey 6 from Santo Amaro University the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
The Squirt Hockey 6 from Santo Amaro University.
I just don't understand. Like, you get those people together and be like, hey, this is a good idea.
Not one person said no.
Let's drop our pants, grab our meat, and run on court.
Not one person said nah.
Not one person said nah, this is stupid.
Like, not one?
Not person.
Out of six people is a lot of people that have to agree to do something like this. Not one. These are college students going to school to be doctors, and not one person said nah, bro.
We've all did stupid stuff when we were young.
Not like that.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a little gay. Everybody's a little gay.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, that's just wild.
Is that gay? I don't know.
Yeah, well, yes. That's not something I'd be like, hey, Charlamagne, join me in the bathroom. I want to be, you know.
I'm going to human resources. Straight to human resources.
Like, it's just, that's straight weird. To human resources. Like something straight, you don't see with your people. Like, I've never been with my people to say,
I
hey.
Can retire from that one. I can retire after that.
Yeah.
That check would be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never seen anybody, you know, I'm with the homies. Like, yo, never, let's do something.
Never.
let's just run up at McDonald's and, never. Like, this has never happened.
Now, that makes me think, right? What if you and four or five of your homeboys decided to go rob a store, right? Mm-hmm. Or four or five of your homeboys decided to go do a home invasion? What's crazier, that or this?
It's all stupid. Because
it's all stupid.
Right.
But we look at this like, this is unbelievable. We can't believe it. But that other one is just like, oh, that's just a little stupid. Like, damn. You know what I mean? We'd probably make excuses. Yeah, yeah. Back in the day, we'd make excuses for the home invasions and the robberies.
But if you had a choice.
What do you mean if I had a choice?
If there was one that you had to do, which one would it be?
Oh, boy. That shouldn't be a tough one. But for one, wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, would you rather the home invasion or would you and your one, man like to, you know?
One is perverted and immature and disgusting.
But one could get you jail time.
Yeah, I don't want to answer this question. How about that? I just choose not to answer it.
Choose not to answer.
I have no reason to answer this question on this radio this morning.
BET, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace, BET.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.